Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I trust you're blessed this beautiful Sunday morning. If you're alive, you're blessed. Amen. God's mercies are new every morning, and we need to just be thankful and appreciate our life. Tomorrow's not promised to no one, so each day is a new day. Another opportunity for us to just be thankful and worship the Lord. Amen. I trust you're blessed this morning. If you're not blessed, it's not God's fault. Our God is a good God all the time. Amen. All the time He is good. I'm excited about what God is doing. Amen. There's revival breaking out. I saw in the news today that Asbury Revival, Asbury. I don't know how many blocks, 4 or 5 blocks, the line was so long waiting to get into the church where revival broke out. But revival begins in our hearts, not in a building, not in the church. I mean, people are looking to get into the building, wanting to get the anointing, wanting to taste that revival, but revival begins in our hearts. If you're not excited about God at home, how are you going to get excited with Him at church? Amen. Anyway, this is our Sunday morning service for March the 26th, 2023. And our main vision, our main goal in 2023 is kingdom priority. And here it is, almost the end of 3 months, kingdom priority. What does that mean, Pastor Ed? The kingdom, Jesus' kingdom, is first in order of importance in our life. Kingdom priority with unexpected blessings. Have you experienced any unexpected blessings? I'm sure you have. Amen. If you're alive this morning, if you're breathing this morning, if you're inhaling and exhaling, that's a blessing. Life is a gift from God. Amen. Let me get our daily bread scripture for March, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Knowledge, knowledge. That's why I started the Bible quiz. Just little questions, you know, and they're not tricky. They're just something for us to refresh our memory or to learn something new. The knowledge, knowledge. When the Lord gave me 2 Peter 3:18 for this month, I said, that's it, Lord. We need to find out some things about You. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Romans 4:17, God calls things into existence. And how does He do that? How does He call? He breathes into existence things. That Romans 4:17 is an awesome revelation for us believers. Our question last week was, who was Methuselah's father? Methuselah was 969 years old, but he died before his father. So the answer was Enoch, and a lot of you got it. Some of you just Google it. Who was Enoch, Methuselah's father? And it said Enoch. But why was Enoch important to us? Enoch was important because God took him home without death. Methuselah died before his father. Amen. So the reason that Enoch's important, because God took him in the old and Jesus will take us in the new. Amen. So let me get rid of the Bible question for this week. Our Bible question this week is, what book? What book in our Bible, 66 books in our Holy Bible, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament, what book in our Bible, in our King James Bible, what book in the Bible does not mention God? God is not mentioned in this book. That's our question, our Bible question for this week. Amen. God calls, He breathes blessings into manifest in our lives. Genesis 1, God called things into existence. Do you remember how Adam came to be? God created Adam, but He breathed life into him. I want to give you some truths as we start this Sunday morning service about our God. Maybe you knew, maybe you didn't, but again, this is to refresh our memory, put ourselves in remembrance of our Heavenly Father. God is a spirit being. Amen. He had no beginning, so God will have no end. God will never end. He did not come into being, so he cannot go out of being. That's just, it's just amazing. These things about God, these truths about God, it just boggles our mind. I mean, I just can't comprehend that. He did not come into being, so he cannot go out of being. God never had a beginning. He was, he is, and he will be. God has always, always existed. God is absolute reality. Do you get this? Nothing is more real than God. God is absolute reality. God is self-sufficient, and everything that is not God depends totally on God. I'm going to repeat that because we all know somebody that doesn't believe in God, an atheist, an agnostic, a heathen. God is self-sufficient, and everything that is not God depends totally on God. The atheist's breath, the heathen that says there is no God, the unbeliever, every time they breathe in and out, their life depends totally on God, whether they know it or not. Everything in our universe, everything that we see and everything that we don't see in our universe is nothing. Nothing compared to our God. God is the absolute standard of truth. What did Jesus say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. God is the absolute standard. Amen. God is good. His goodness and beauty are everlasting and everlasting. Amen. God is unchanging. He never changes. And he is the most important person in the universe. God never changes. Malachi 3, God says, I change not. The New Testament, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. God never changes. Thank you, Lord. I want to ask you for just a special prayer as the Lord's putting in remembrance. My pastor here in Texas, my pastor, Pastor Darrell Price, had his home going last Wednesday before the service. He was in his office before the service, Wednesday service, and they went to get him, and he had had a massive stroke, and they took him to the hospital in Temple, a veterans hospital, but they couldn't revive him. So he had his home going on Thursday. So I'm asking for a special prayer for Sister Kim, Darrell Price's wife, Kim Price. Just keep her in your prayers. We know we're going to see Pastor Darrell again. But, there's sorrow and grief involved when we lose earthly contact with our loved ones. So her name is Sister Kim Price, Darrell Price's wife. Keep him in prayers. Amen. And you can ask God questions, just don't question God. I don't know why things happen, and it's none of my business. God is God, and he's greater than you and I. But I remember the Lord told me, I am God. I can do what I want, whenever I want, however I want to do it, and it's all good. And then he said, he is a rewarder, so I will do it for you. I've talked to some minister friends that I share that with them, and they look surprised, like, what? Hebrews 11:6 says, whosoever comes to God must believe that he is. That he is what? That he is God. That he can do what he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants to do it, and it's all good. And he'll do it for you. You get a hold of this revelation, it'll change your heart. God will change your life. Yahweh is a memorial. We honor Pastor Darrell's memory. Again, please keep Sister Kim in your price in your prayers. Amen. Now back to God, some truths about God. He is independent. His independent existence. Independent existence. He sustains himself. He doesn't need anybody. He is an independent. Let me say that again. His independent existence, he sustains himself. God doesn't owe us anything. We owe everything to him. Amen. He sustains himself and everyone else's life. Everyone else's life, whether you believe in Jesus or not, whether you do or not, whether you're a believer or an unbeliever, whether you're a saint or an ain't, everyone else's life depends on God. God sustains himself and everyone else's life depends on God. Try holding your breath. Try holding your breath till you're blue in the face. You exist only by God's grace this beautiful Sunday morning. Do you remember grace, the definition, the Lord gave me a grace? Most people say grace, G-R-A-C-E, grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. And that's true. But the Lord shared with me, grace is power that originates from the very heart of God, sufficient for all of life's daily needs. Isn't that what Philippians says? My God shall supply all your needs. Amen. All these truths about God, they represented God to the Jews. And that's why when Jesus came and walked on this earth, and he told the Jews, I am. I mean, to the Jews, Jesus was blaspheming. Nobody but God can do these things. Nobody but God can say, I am Yahweh, I am. And Jesus said in John 8:56, he said, before Abraham was, I am. I am. Listen, someone said, Pastor Jesse, I can't find Yahweh, you know, in the New Testament. I can't find Yahweh in the New Testament. And I said, can you find Jesus in the Old Testament? And they said, no. Well, that's, you know, Yahweh was in the Old, Jesus is in the New. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 6. Isaiah 52:6, God said, my people shall know my name. That's in the Old Testament, Yahweh. And it was so holy that the priests, the Jewish priests, couldn't even say the name Yahweh. So they said, we'll start saying Adonai. Adonai was a representative of God. And then from Adonai, they came with Yahweh. And then from Yahweh, they came to Yeshua. And from Yeshua, they came to Lord, L-O-R-D, capitalized, little by little, because God was so holy, and they couldn't even say his name. And then from Lord, we get Jesus. Jesus is Yahweh, Adonai, Yahweh, Yeshua, and Jesus is Lord. Do you remember Thomas? After Jesus resurrected and showed himself to the disciples, Thomas wasn't there. But then when Thomas shows up and the Lord reveals himself to him, what did Thomas say? My Lord, my God. You and I this morning, we have eyes to see. We have ears to hear. Amen. John 1:14 tells us Yahweh, God came to earth in the flesh. Jesus is Yeshua. And Yeshua means Yahweh saves. Amen. I mean, it's interesting to me. I mean, who can do these things? You think a monkey could do these things? I mean, that's how ignorant people are. They believe that we evolved. No, we didn't evolve nowhere. Yahweh saves. In the Old Testament, God said, they shall know my name, Isaiah 52:6. In the New Testament, Jesus said, you know, in John 1:14, Jesus came to earth, but Matthew 1:21 says, you shall call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Why is this so important, Pastor Jesse? Listen, God is in the Old Testament. Now Jesus is in the New. Jesus said, the Father and I are one. And Acts 4:12 says, there is no other name to be saved. Amen. Jesus and God, John 10:30, God and Jesus, they are one. Yahweh, God breathes new life and new faith into us believers. The Bible was written for us and it was given to us by God. Amen. Romans 12:2. I'm sorry, am I going too fast? I'm so excited about God. Romans 12:3 says, everyone has been given a measure of faith. 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 We are faith people. Our God is a faith God. Do I have to go there? Do I have to get into faith? Just go to Hebrews 11:6. Amen. Faith is so important to God that he responds to faith. Jesus didn't do miracles just to do them. Jesus responded to faith. Read about the miracles that Jesus performed, and it was always with faith. 17 out of the 23 miracles, Jesus said, according to your faith, be it done to you. Hebrews 3:19, just the opposite. Hebrews 3:19, Jesus could not do any mighty works because of their unbelief. Listen, church, Jesus is always working behind the scenes for us. This morning, I'm not going to ask you if he can. I'm going to ask you, may Jesus do miracles in your life? I mean, with faith, yes. With unbelief, no. Our Bible ties in the Old Testament with the New. The New Testament has the Old Testament concealed. The Old Testament has the New Testament revealed. Listen to Romans 7:7 about the old and the new. Romans 7:7. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church in Rome, said, we wouldn't know what sin is without the law. What is sin? Do you know what sin is this morning? A sin is any disobedience to God's law. That's what a sin is. Where did sin come from? Sin came from Adam's disobedience. Remember, that's what a sin is, any disobedience to God's law. So, Pastor Jesse, why did death enter the world? Because of sin, because of the fall. So because death entered the world, we need salvation. We need a Savior. Why do we need salvation? Why do we need to be saved? Because there will be a judgment for all of us. God's judgment. Listen to this. God's judgment. Number one, if you're an unbeliever, you can represent yourself. You can represent your sinful self in God's court. Without repenting with your sins, you can represent yourself in God's court. And when you die and receive your punishment, when you die, you will receive your punishment. Jesus, it's not about you. It's about Jesus in you or Jesus not in you. That's what God sees. He doesn't see the sinner. He sees Jesus delivering the sinner. So number one, you can represent your sinful self in God's court if you're not saved. If you're saved, you can be represented by Jesus Christ and receive your heavenly reward. I mean, I asked one time at Miss Rochelle's funeral, why? Why wouldn't you want to be saved? Why wouldn't you not want to go to heaven? But guess what? We have a choice. Amen. You can represent your sinful self, or you can be represented by Jesus Christ. Jesus' death was a substitutionary act. He took the punishment that you and I deserve. Salvation. Salvation, listen to me this morning. Salvation is the most precious treasure that you and I can possess. I'll say that again. Salvation is the most precious treasure that you and I may possess. The kingdom of God is a hidden treasure, Matthew 13:44. It's a hidden treasure. We have to find it. We have to discover it with the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ephesians 2:8, by grace have we been saved through faith. Salvation is a gift from God. It's a gift from God. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit initiate salvation. It's not of our own doing. We didn't just find God. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit romances us. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. All have sinned and come short of the glory. Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. How do we get this eternal life? Romans 10:9, if we confess with our mouth, believe in the heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you and I can be saved. After creation, Man sinned, and then came the fall. All the earth was cursed after the fall. Are you still with me this morning? Is this too much information? Let me give you some truths about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is truly human, and Jesus is truly God. Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. Jesus died for our sins. Jesus was buried. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus went back up to heaven. He resurrected, went up to heaven, and Jesus is coming again. Coming again real soon. Are you saved this morning? Have you accepted Jesus Christ into your heart? Have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? Amen. These are some absolutes about God, and the Holy Spirit gives us the roadmap to heaven. Salvation. We repent for our sins and we give. You know, gift is a four-letter word, but it's not a dirty word. We give up. Give up ourself. This is necessary to experience salvation and a greater, deeper relationship with Jesus. I'm telling you, church, this kingdom priority, it's not just a saying, it's a way of life. And most Christians do not feel that they have been called to experience a deeper, greater inward relationship with Jesus. It takes God to make union a reality. Sometimes I wonder, are these people really saved? You know, saved from what, if they're still doing the same thing? Amen? Jesus said in Luke 9:23, "Come to me. Whoever comes to me, deny yourself and take up your cross." This is daily. If you've been called to salvation, if you've accepted Christ, then you're called to experience more of Jesus. Amen? Regeneration, and this is a whole different subject, but regeneration is only found twice in the New Testament. One in Matthew 19:28, but the most important one is in Titus 3:5. Jesus saved us, according to his mercy, by a regeneration by the Holy Spirit. Are you born again this morning? Are you baptized in the Holy Spirit? Amen. You don't have to be, you get to be. Amen. Are you spiritually kingdom-minded this morning? Not just to receive unexpected blessings, but to be an unexpected blesser. Let me say that again. Kingdom-minded, not just to receive unexpected blessings, but for us to be unexpected blessers. We want to bless others. Amen? Are you spiritually awake this morning? Do you know your sins are forgiven? Do you know you have a right standing with our Heavenly Father? Are you doing something for the kingdom of God? Do you worship God privately and corporately? Do you fellowship and encourage others? Do you support evangelism and missionaries? Do you love and pray for others? This year seems like a lot of things to do, Pastor Jesse. Listen, you can do all things through Christ. His divine love is what makes us a different person. 1 Corinthians 2:9, "Eye has not seen, ear has not heard the things that God has prepared for them." I like to say the things that God has prepared for those that have kingdom priority. Jesus didn't just come to get us into heaven. He came to get heaven into us. I remember, how many of you remember this? "We're going to heaven, y'all." "We're going to heaven, y'all." We have a great life, church. Let's be thankful for every breath we take. Our Bible question this week is, what book? What book in our Bible does not mention God? In this book, there is no mention of God. Isn't it something? Out of the 66 books, 39 in the Old, 27 in the New, this book does not mention God. Be blessed this Sunday morning. Amen. Now to all our faithful supporters, to you, our anointed financial partners, I pray that our Lord Jesus bless you this morning. Shower you with unexpected blessings as you breathe his Yahweh name. And sense the Holy Spirit's presence bringing you comfort, peace, and rest. Stay connected with Jesus. Stay connected with Jesus. Never let him go, and stay hooked up with us. We love you. Heavenly Father, I decree, I declare, and I prophesy divine blessings of health, wealth, and above all things, soul prosperity on your people, I call them blessed, blessed in Jesus' name. I will be with you again tomorrow night with the answer to our Bible question. In what book does the Bible not mention God? Jesus, you, and first His kingdom. Amen. Jesus, you, and first His kingdom. You are never alone. You keep breathing Jesus this week. Have a blessed Sunday. I'll see you tomorrow night. Be blessed.